This week we're going to look at visual aids. I love visual aids. I build all my own visuals because they're so special. It's hard for me to let go, right or wrong. But I want them to illustrate the emotion and give depth to the sermon as I preach it. We're very fortunate. We have a program called Easy Worship, which incorporates PowerPoint to show on the video projection, video, a lot of different things. I use a lot of video. You'll notice on one of the visuals that you'll see in the PowerPoint presentations we've uploaded this week, you'll notice from the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, there was Marvin the robot. And Marvin had all of human emotions built into him, and he was manic depressive. And he would go, I've got a brain the size of the universe, and no one listens to me. Why do I bother? And I used that for the opening when I was preaching, being set free from feelings of inferiority, feelings like nobody cares, like, why do I bother? There are other times I've used video clips from Fiddler on the Roof, from Indiana Jones, anywhere there's a little one-minute clip that totally sets this dynamic and is hilarious or is angry or is exciting, then obviously I love to jump on those and use those. We are in a very visual society, and those little things cause people to stop and go, oh, I saw that, this is great. And then boom, you've got them for the rest of the sermon. So visuals are incredibly powerful, but I also want to use them all throughout the sermon to set up the points, fill in blanks. I usually put out a sermon outline using blanks somewhere in each main point that's filled in on the screen as we go along, because that engages your mind and keeps it from wandering and keeps you from thinking of other things as you listen to the message, because people really want to fill in the blank. And so that's awesome. That's helpful. And so that's what we're really looking at. So the different kinds of visuals. Now, there are other ways you can do those, but you do need video projection to make them work well. Now, one of the things I do is you can go do a Google image search just looking at the Google site. And as you go search for images, you can right-click on the image and copy it, as long as it's not copyright protected. If it is, then you need to not use it. But I go out and look for images of what would work. For instance, when I was preaching on being on appraising your spiritual fitness, you'll notice there that I went out specifically looking for the old Franz and Hans. As old and outdated as it is, everybody still laughs when they see them. So since it's still effective, still grabs people's attention of all age groups, I wanted to use that as the concept for fitness. And then I switched to images that were more Olympic-like images and just art design that I found. So I go on and I look for what is it that illustrates that really well. Is it sadness? Is it nature? And you simply go out and look for those ideas, find the perfect slide so that all of my points as I move along have this visual that connects the different